Okay, today Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Shulchanos Hayu Be'ulam Mibifnim Al Pesach HaBayis. There were two tables in the Ulam next to the entrance of the Heichal. Echot Shel Shayish Vechot Shel Zav. One was made out of marble, one was made out of gold. Al Shel Shayish Nosum Lechem HaPanim B'Knisaso. On the marble table, they would put the Lechem HaPanim on the way in. Val Shel Zav B'Yitziaso. And they would use the gold table to put the Lechem HaPanim on the way out. Shemalim B'Kodesh Shel Moridin, because you're always supposed to go up in level when it comes to Kedusha, not down in level. So obviously gold is more chashuv than marble. So on the way in, it goes with marble. On the way out, you go with gold. And then there was one golden shulchan inside the heichal. That's what we call the shulchan. And that always had lechem panim on it. Arba kohanim nechnasin. Four kohanim would go into the heichal on Shabbos. Shnayim biyadim shnei sidarim. Two of the kohanim held the two new piles of bread. Vishnayim biyadim shnei vzich. And the other two held the two spoons of Lavona. Varba makdim lefneim, four other Kohanim would go in before them. Shnayim litol shnei sedarim, two of them to take off the old piles of bread from the Shulchan. Shnayim litol shnei bezichim, the other two to take off the old bezichim Lavona. Hamachnisam nusafim pneim ledarim, the people who were bringing in the new ones would stand to the north of the Shulchan and face toward the south. And the people who were taking off of the Shulchan would face in the opposite direction. As the Kohanim were pulling off last week's loaves of bread, the other Kohanim were putting on this week's loaves of bread. The tefach surface of the face of the Lechem HaPanim was of last week's was directly touching the tefach of this week's, meaning you'd slide on this week's as you were sliding off last week's. Shemra lefanai tamid, and that way the shulchan is never empty of the lechem apanim. That's what it means, that it's tamid. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu eilu notim, eilu menichin, afzu eisu tamid. Nah, you could even have them take off, and then after they take it off, you put on the new ones. That's also called tamid enough. Tamid doesn't have to mean that it's that every single millisecond that the shulchan is covered with lechem apanim. It just means you don't leave it overnight without the lechem apanim on it. Yatsu, the kohanim who were taking off last week's lechem and bezichin would then leave, and they would put it down on the shulchan shel zav. Hiktira bezichin, and they would burn the bezichin levona, and they would divide up the lechem apanim, the actual bread of the lechem apanim, to the kohanim. Chal yom kippur lios b'shabbos. If yom kippur fell on Shabbos, so they can't eat it on Shabbos because it's yom kippur. Hachalos mischalkos l'erev. Then they would divide it up the amotzai yom kippur. Chal yos erev Shabbos. If yom kippur fell out on Erev Shabbos. Seir Shel Yom Kippur Mnechal Erev. The Seir of Yom Kippur is eaten on Motzai, not Motzai Yom Kippur, on Friday night, on the previous night, because you can, meaning on Motzai Yom Kippur, right, on Motzai Yom Kippur. Habavli Yomolchon Asuk Shu Chai. And the meat can't be cooked on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos, so the Bavliim, meaning Kohanim, who are used to this kind of thing, used to eating raw meat, would eat it when it was raw, and Yafa, because they were able to do such things. It didn't bother them to eat raw meat. Mishnah Ches. Sidur es halechem b'Shabbos v'sabzichem l'achar Shabbos. If you arrange the lechem on the shulchan on Shabbos, but you put the bezichei levona only on the next day, you didn't do it on Shabbos. Vikter es habzichem b'Shabbos, and then you burned the bezichei levona the next Shabbos. Psula, the lechem is going to be possible because the levona was burned before being on the shulchan for 7 full days. Vein chayev n'alei mishum pigul noser v'tamei, and because it's possible, it's not going to be a violation of pigul or noser or tameh. You're not going to be chayv karis for pigul or noser or tameh because the levona was burned at the wrong time, and therefore it was not karav hamatir kemitzvaso. Sidur es halechem es habzichem b'Shabbos. If you arrange the lechem and the bezichin on the shulchan on Shabbos, v'hikter es habzichin l'achar Shabbos, but then you burn the bezicha levona on the next day, and you left the lechem on the shulchan. Pasul, the lechem is pasul because the levona was burned 6 days early. Ve'ein chayav nalein mishum pigul noser v'tamei, and therefore it's not subject to pigul noser v'tamei. Sidur es halechem es habzichin l'achar Shabbos. If you arrange the lechem upon a man the bezichin only on Sunday, v'hikter es habzichin b'Shabbos, and you were makter the bezicha levona after being on the shulchan for only 6 days, pasul, the lechem is going to be pasul. So Kate said, yeah, so what should you do in order for it to be kosher? Yanichen l'Shabbos haba, you should leave the lechem and the bezicha levona on the shulchan until the following Shabbos, and then it will have all been on the Shulchan for way more than 7 days, and that will be fine. Shafilu hi al Shulchan yam rabim ein b'kachlum. It could be on the Shulchan for a long, long time, and it doesn't disqualify it. It's not going to be a problem for us if it remains on the Shulchan for a very, very long time. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Zayin, we said that there were two Shulchanos in the Ulam, one made out of marble, one made out of gold. They would put the lechem on the marble one on the way in, on the gold one on the way out, because Malam b'kodesh, and then there was the real Shulchan of Zahav that was on the inside, and there was a machlokas whether you had to slide on the new Lechem Apanim as you were taking off last week's Lechem Apanim, or you just could put on the new ones after you took off the last week's Lechem Apanim. There were two Kohanim that carried this week's Lechem Apanim, two Kohanim that carried this week's Bezicha Levona, two Kohanim that removed last week's Lechem Apanim, two Kohanim that removed last week's Bezicha Levona. And when they would take out last week's Lechem Apanim, Bezicha Levona, they would put the Lechem Apanim on the gold table on the outside, and they would burn the Bezicha Levona, and they would give the Lechem to the Kohanim. But if it was Yom Kippur, then they would give the Lechem only on Motzai Shabbos. If Yom Kippur was Erev Shabbos, so the seer of Yom Kippur was eaten on Motzai Yom Kippur by Babylonian Kohanim who didn't mind eating such things. And then the next Mishnah gave a bunch of cases where the Lechem Apanim is pasul, and therefore not subject to pigul noser and tame, such as if you were misada the lechem on Shabbos, but you're only misada the bezichei levona on Sunday, and then you were maktir them 6 days later before it had been on the shulchan for a whole week, or you were misada the lechem and the bezichei on Shabbos, but you were maktir the bezichei the next day, so it had only been on the shulchan for 1 day, or you were misada the lechem and the bezichei both on a Sunday, so by the following Shabbos, it's only been on for 6 days, and therefore the right thing to do in such a case is to leave it on till the next Shabbos, because being on the Shulchan for that long does not ruin it. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes.